my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and welcome to Friday. And what a good day this is going to be. I trust that this is going to be a great weekend for you and your family, your church. Let's pray that souls will be saved. Let's pray the buses run. And there's safety on the buses, souls being saved, the baptistry water stirred, real strong offerings, everybody tithing, everybody giving, everybody investing in the work of God. It is going to be a great, great weekend by the grace of God. Well, we're going to pick it up today in verse number 5. I'm only going halfway through verse 5 because I want to save the octave lesson for Monday, the things we're to add to our life. But we'll get to the middle of the verse. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Don't forget, Youth Conference is right around the corner now. It's June the 17th through the 20th. So one more full week to get ready and then get on those buses and get on those planes and get in those vans and get in those cars. And let's get here to Youth Conference number 41, 41 years, preaching and teaching and seeing boys and girls, teenagers saved, surrender to God. It's going to be a wonderful week. Please pray for it. The theme is Discover. And we want young people to discover some great things. I can tell you the time. Oh, that sounds down home, doesn't it? That banjo playing. Come on, let's have them sing.
I remember the time.
I remember the time.
When darkness I wandered.
Farther from home.
On a mountain of sin.
On a mountain of sin.
I traveled so long. Like the prodigal son.
Like the prodigal son.
All the goods I squandered.
Sadly I roamed.
But my Savior came then.
But my Savior came. What a beautiful song.
I can tell you now the time.
I can tell you the time.
I can take you to the place.
I can show you the place.
Where the Lord saved me.
Where the Lord saved me.
By His wonderful grace.
By His wonderful grace.
But I cannot tell you how.
For I know not how.
And I can't tell you why.
For I know not why.
He'll tell me all about it.
He'll tell me all about it in the by and by.
In the by and by. Savior came down,
but the Savior came down,
and He gave me His favor,
all of my own.
Now I'm singing His praise,
now I'm singing His praise,
for He saved me that day,
truly saved me that day.
I can tell you now the time,
I can tell you the time,
I can take you to the place,
I can show you the place,
where the Lord saved me,
where the Lord saved me,
by His wonderful grace,
by His wonderful grace.
But I cannot tell you how,
for I know not how, for I know not why.
He'll tell me all about it,
He'll tell me all about it in the by and by,
in the by and by.
Through His marvelous grace,
I'm happy and
whole. I'm happy and whole.
I can tell you now the time.
I can tell you the time.
I can take you to the place.
I can show you the place.
Where the Lord saved me.
Where the Lord saved me.
By His wonderful grace.
By His wonderful grace.
But I cannot tell you how.
For I know not how. For I know not why.
He'll tell me all about it.
He'll tell me all about it in the by and by.
In the by and by.
That's a good song. That is a great song. You know, folks, I want to just say a word to you. I know that we live in a very, very different time in world history. Now, we're not the first. My goodness. So World War One, what our parents, grandparents had to go through. World War Two, what they had to go through. The Spanish flu, what they had to go through. All these on top of one another. The Dust Bowl, that was an awful, that was 12 years, 10 really, but extended somewhat into 12 years from Mexico up to Canada, all the way through the Midwest and through the States. And that was a hard time. And then the crash of 1929, that was a hard time. And it took a decade to get through that mess. And then World War II came and then the Korean conflict. Oh my goodness. People have always faced hard times, but, these are hard times too. These are evil times. Nations of the world, just so evil regarding God and how that they just disdain Him. But be careful that you don't look so much down here on earth that you forget to look up to heaven. Looking unto Jesus. Here's a song, this blessed old book that I hold in my hand. It's a blessed book. It's the book of all books, the Word of God.
It's a well of pure water when I'm thirsty and dry, bread when I'm hungry and warm. When the battle is raging, it's my faithful sword, a shelter from life's troubled storm. It's a light to my pathway and a lamp to my feet, when the world gets so dark you can't see. And I've not made a change in one word that it says, but it sure made a change in me. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand, it's true from beginning to end. It's a solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. When I think what it cost just to hold in my hand, it reminds me that I owe a great debt to all of the martyrs who'd go to the stake and quote it with their dying breath. Now its critics are many and believers are few, but one thing I found to be true. If you find when you read it that there's something wrong with you. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand, it's true from beginning to end. It's a solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand, it's true from beginning to end. It's a solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand.
I want to stop in the middle of this verse and not go forward, because God begins to show us the graces through Peter that we need to have in our life. We'll pick that up on Monday. But so I do want to look at verse 5, the first part, and besides this. So I don't begin a conversation with my wife, by the way, besides this, she'd say, what are you talking about? No, that's not true. It's the other way around. My wife, bless her heart, I love her. Let me just go ahead and throw her under the bus. We take a ride every night. We just enjoy it. We go to a lot of times down to downtown Santa Clara. It's just old streets, homes built in Victorian homes, late 1800s. Oh, they're beautiful. Most of them have been restored. They're beautiful. And we drive up and down the streets and we just look at how we know all of them, you know, always looking for houses to rent for our people. And then sometimes we go up on the hill a couple times a week so we can pray for some things up there. And, but anyway, she'll read her text and she'll read those texts. our emails on her phone. She gets those too, and she'll read one, and we'll talk about it, and then she starts reading the next one. What do you mean? Who are you talking about? She's got this. She goes, I'm talking about this. Women, what are we going to do with you? And I said, honey, I can't jump from one conversation, but if you listen, you know. I said, no, I don't know. Oh, that's like what, that's what right here. If you just jump in verse 5, and my life verses, and beside this, what do you mean besides this? Thank you. We're interpreting this very, very good here. I hope my wife's not listening. And beside this, beside what? Go back. Verse number 2, grace and peace. Besides this, the knowledge of God. Beside this, the life and God. Verse 3, life and godliness and knowledge and called and virtue. And besides this, great precious promises. And by these, might be partakers of the divine natures, having escaped the corruption that's in the world. And beside this, so now it makes sense, doesn't it? All these things, besides this, besides all that God has done, now you're going to have some responsibility. Giving all diligence, and you work at this, he says, you Christians, you work at this, besides all these things God's been giving, precious righteousness, he gave himself, he gave grace, peace, all the things we've just covered. Besides all this, you add. It's your job. And he's going to tell us what to add on Monday. You add. You know, newborn babes desire, 2 Peter 2:2, the word of God. Why? That you may grow. Paul said, I believe Paul wrote Hebrews. Maybe I'm wrong, but I believe he did. And Paul said let me go back there in the book of Hebrews. And these people were not growing. He said, you started well. You did run well, all that, like he said to the church at Galatia. But he said, now it's time for you to leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Don't stay in the nursery. Let us go on to perfection, some maturity. Are you growing? Are you stronger in the Lord today than you were yesterday? Are you stronger this year than you were last year? Are you stronger this decade? Are you a better soul winner? Well, I haven't got into that yet. Well, when are you going to get into it? You ought to be. Have you grown in your Bible reading, your study? And then he said, I look at verse number 9. Beloved, Hebrews 6:9. Beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, things that accompany salvation. And so that's what Peter's talking about. But you are responsible to add these things. You're responsible to add biblical, godly separation. Well, that church has so many rules. The church ought to have the little ABCs. You ought to have the more rules and more regulation and more purity and more godliness and more responsibility. You ought to have more than your church has. So I can't wait to get out of that church. So I have liberty. I have freedom. I can. No, don't you have a higher rule for your life than a church? Church rules are like, you got to come to church. If you're being a Sunday school teacher, you got to tithe. That's very easy. So you add some things. Hey, have a great weekend. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.